here's a story from The World.
Retired four-star Army General Lloyd Austin III is reportedly Joe Biden's pick for Secretary of Defense. If confirmed, he'll be the first black man to lead the Pentagon. General Austin has served in some of the highest-ranking positions in the U.S. military. That includes overseeing U.S. operations in the Middle East from 2013 to 16. For more on his record, we're joined now by James Stavridis, former NATO Supreme Allied Commander and a retired Navy Admiral. James Stavridis, you worked with General Lloyd Austin for years. You know him personally. Tell us more about him and your experience working with him.
Well, I've known him since we were, if you will, colonels together. I was a Navy captain. He was an Army colonel back in the Pentagon about 25 years ago. I know him well. He's quiet. He's understated. He's extremely professionally competent. He has an unimpeachable combat record, including being a recipient of the Silver Star, fought in the wars in Afghanistan and in Iraq, commanded at every level up to the four-star command of our troops in Iraq. So he's someone who combines a superb, calm, steady personality with terrific operational credentials with a real sense of policy perspective. I think he's a good choice.
Is there a story you remember that could give us a picture of the type of military leader he is and will be?
Once, when we were both four-star officers, it was in Baghdad, and we were in a conference room, and there were a couple explosions out of the compound, but still they felt very close to this Navy admiral, and I kind of hopped up, and Lloyd just kind of was very steady and very still there, and we just continued on the conversation. He's someone who's very calm under fire.
So if he's confirmed, as I said, General Austin will be the first African-American Secretary of Defense. How significant is that for the U.S. military, and what impact do you think that could have?
I think it's significant, principally because today the U.S. military is about 40% minorities. It is a very multiracial institution. And so to put someone from a minority community in the civilian leadership position, I think is very significant and will be very well received by the force.
Admiral, when you spoke about General Austin's record, you mentioned his service in both Iraq and Afghanistan, later becoming the commanding general of U.S. forces in Iraq. So staying in the Middle East, notably there was a hearing in 2015 on combating ISIS, and the late Senator John McCain pressed General Austin on the U.S. role in Syria since the fighting there began. Where did General Austin stand on Syria at the time, and where does he stand today?
My recollection is that General Austin supported the mission, felt as though our troops were having real effect in reducing the strength of the Islamic State, and advocated for maintaining a modest level of forces. At the time, we had a few thousand troops in and around Syria and a commensurate number in Iraq. Since he has gotten out of the military, he has not been public in his view. If I were going to hazard a guess, I would guess that he would be, broadly speaking, supportive of low numbers of U.S. deployments to support indigenous forces and allied troops in the fight against the Islamic State in Syria and Iraq and the fight against the Taliban in Afghanistan.
A proposed Pentagon budget of $740 billion. If you ask General Austin, do you think he would say $750 billion is too much, not enough, or just right?
I think he'll say it's about right. And I think he will also say, but I need to get into the Pentagon, lift up the hood of the car, really take a look at it, and see if we need all of that, or if we need some more, or if it is just about right. But my guess is his intuition will be that the nation is reasonably well defended at that level. And frankly, I would suspect we're going to end up with flat defense budgets going forward in a Biden administration.
Admiral, if you were advising General Austin as he steps into the position of Secretary of Defense, assuming he's confirmed, what would you tell him? What should his priorities be?
I think you nailed one, which is the budget. Number two, Afghanistan, Iraq, Syria, troop levels. How do we conclude these forever wars, but do it in a way that doesn't simply collapse everything we've accomplished? And number three, and finally, I would say, Lloyd, you haven't served significantly in the Pacific. You need to surround yourself with some very talented people who really understand the Pacific because the competition and, God forbid, conflict with China will be significant issues that you'll have to deal with as Secretary of Defense.
James Stavridis is a retired Navy admiral and former NATO Supreme Allied Commander. Thank you very much.
Pleasure, Marco.